This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In 2014, Governor Rick Snyder signed legislation creating a pilot program to test welfare applicants or recipients if they were suspected of using drugs. Allegan County was one of three counties selected for the pilot program, which ends September 30th. The Guardian recently reported that so far, no one has tested positive under the program. Gilda Jacobs is the CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
When lawmakers were debating this bill, you testified against it and told them it was not a good idea. But even with that, are you surprised to hear that out of 303 people tested, there were no positive results returned?
Honestly, this does not surprise me at all. You know, we suggested that was going to be what the results were. Michigan already had a drug testing program years ago where there was very little positive outcome in terms of what the legislature was looking for. You know, people that are on cash assistance are honestly not more likely to abuse substances in the general population. And this was a solution looking for a problem, quite honestly.
Even if there were some positive results which came back, would it still be a bad idea from an overall public policy perspective?
I think the bad public policy part of this is that legislation often gets crafted or policies get crafted because people have certain biases and stereotypes against people who are low income. And I think this is sort of another example where people who are kind of struggling every day to make ends meet are seen as people that have substance abuse problems, and that's just not the case. So I think we should be spending our time and energy creating public policy that actually does more good than is out looking to punish people who shouldn't be punished.
Is this result in Michigan similar to what has been found in other states?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, if Michigan had really looked at other states that had done this before and had already seen that there was very little positive anything coming out of that, and that states were spending a lot of money for very few results, we could have saved ourselves a lot of time and aggravation and just not even have done this.
Does the state have an interest at all in trying to find people who, on public assistance, even if there aren't very many of them, may have some sort of a problem, and which was the stated intent of this program when Governor Snyder signed it into law, help them find a treatment program?
Listen, I think substance abuse continues to be a problem for Michigan as well as other states, but it's not just for people who are poor that have this problem. So I think we need to be sure that there are treatment programs that are available. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people that have substance abuse problems end up in the criminal system. That's something that, you know, we throw a lot of money into. If there is any kind of way to have diversion, to have diversion courts for people that have substance abuse, that makes a lot of sense. There's other ways of kind of handling this. You know, people who have substance abuse are people that are really dealing with a physical problem. And right now in Michigan, we have an opioid epidemic. It crosses all races, all socioeconomic levels. You know, drugs are a problem for the state in general, not just because you're poor. And I think we need a much more, a much more holistic approach, a broader approach to taking a look at substance abuse in general. If you want to take a look at problems that low-income people have, one of the problems they have is toxic stress, which creates huge mental health issues. Those are the kinds of things that I would love the state to be able to be dealing with because, you know, if you help people that are and go to the root causes of their toxic stress, we're going to end up be able to help people and their kids in the long run.
To play devil's advocate here with the idea of drug testing and getting results back with either no positive results, as Michigan got, or very few, could you argue that if a program is in existence and people know they're going to be tested, they may be less likely to use drugs?
That may be true. I don't know. I think you can make the argument. I know the legislature's thinking was that if you're going to be taking public dollars, then, you know, we want everybody to be accountable if you're using taxpayer dollars. You can really take that context and extend it. Legislators, their paychecks are paid by taxpayers. Anybody who gets a business tax break, from the government, as a taxpayer, I'm paying for those tax breaks. So, you know, the real issue is, why are you vilifying, you know, poor people as opposed to anybody who gets state money? It could even be a scholarship from, you know, from the state. What we've done is just sort of picked a group of people to kind of pick on, you know, as opposed to saying, well, if that's really the philosophy that you're ascribing to, you know, every legislator, every you know, college student that gets, state aid, you know, every government employee should all be drug tested. I'm not sure we really want to go in that direction. You know, if substance abuse is a problem for our society, let's kind of figure out why, what are those root causes, what can we do? Do we have enough treatment centers? Do we know enough about the issue that we can prevent substance abuse? That's where we ought to be putting our dollars and our time.
So is there any cost savings to be found? If you're strictly looking at the bottom line, can a state say that if we put this into effect at some point, we would be able to show that this has had a positive impact on our budget?
Well, if you use the pilot program as a jumping off point, you know, we see that money was put into the pilot program and there was no payoff. So I think that's what we have to say is, you know, we tried this. It doesn't work. Let's get rid of this policy. That's why you have pilot programs to test it out. And here's a situation where the results didn't prove what the hypothesis was that the legislature had. So we can say, okay, you know, we've been there, done that. We can get rid of this policy now.
In addition to being the CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy, you're also a former state lawmaker. So you have some idea of how this works, even if the people you served with are no longer in the legislature.
You know, again, we have to make sure that the people in the legislature look at the data before they make decisions. And unfortunately, philosophical ideologies are often driving these kinds of laws, okay, or these kinds of policies. We need to ask the legislature, let's step back, let's really look at, you know, the data-driven research, and be sure that when we commit public dollars to something, that it's based on the data, not because we have a certain philosophical bent one way or another.
Will you be watching the legislature closely come the end of September, early October, to see what happens with this?
We always watch the legislature closely to see what happens. Yes, indeed, we will be.
Gilda Jacobs, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Gilda Jacobs is the CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.